Nikki and Tamillo when you wake up. 97.3. Coast FM.
Don't wake up Elton John. That's general advice.
Okay.
You see, it was a Kiwi band that were opening for him in New Zealand, and they found themselves ripped off the bill of his farewell concerts after apparently, possibly it was their drums were a bit loud. But anyway, he came out. What's that racket from his dressing room?
While they were opening for him.
I'm guessing this one I'm trying to work out.
Mate, it's your show. You need to wake up.
Why
you're
are you
on
still
soon?
Asleep while your support bands come out?
Maybe but anyway, they're practicing, aren't they?
After that, turns out they're sorry, we don't have any room for you on the bill.
What's that racket? You're a musician.
Well, I'm also thinking about Elton John. He was a. I mean, he wasn't exactly sedate.
That's what I'm thinking.
In his day.
What do you mean?
I imagine that he probably would have woken a few people up in places he'd stayed over the course of time. Well, maybe it's a good point for him to be retiring.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Three things you need to know.
All right, so this is the point in the day where I tell you the important things, the stuff that matters, you know what I'm saying?
Well, let's hope so.
Well, look, I can aim for something at least. That's my goal. First off, do you know a local apprentice or employer or organisation or trainee or apprentice themselves that deserve some recognition? Because the 2020 WA Training Awards are open for nominations. There's cash up for grabs and there's about 14 categories, and that's state-based. If they win that, they could go on and represent winning the national ones too. So go to the Department of Training and Workplace Development website if you'd like to nominate someone. dtwd.gov.au. Got to sing it to remember it.
Okay.
February 12 is International Darwin Day.
Day?
Not the city up north.
Oh, right, okay.
It's the anniversary of the birth of the English naturalist and biologist, best known for his contribution to the science of evolution. In fact, he literally wrote the book.
There you go.
So it's a day to celebrate science, if ever there was one.
Yep.
And if you're a friend...
A friend?
No, if you're a fan
okay.
of fruity festive stodge...
What?
Today's the day to celebrate the plum pudding. And I mean stodge in a good way. Like, it's a very, very filling dessert, the old plum pudding.
I don't think I've ever had a plum pudding.
Get out. Do you even Christmas?
Plum pudding. We're just, I don't know, I'm not really into Christmas cakes either. Is it like a Christmas cake? Like fruity cake?
Oh, yeah. Well, because it's pudding. It's sort of like a boiled thick. It's not so kind of light and airy as a cake. And you put custard on it. I can't believe you don't know what a...
No.
Is.
No, not sure.
You've
what
just gone, not for me, and gone the pav when it comes to Christmas desserts.
Yeah, or even just anything chocolatey. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, Today's the day if you want to celebrate it. And I wonder if today they celebrate it because it's the day you can probably find it really cheap in shops.
Because it's all just about to expire.
Yeah, given that Christmas was so long ago, maybe that's why. But anyway, get some plum pudding in you, possibly.
If you can say it.
You may have heard the news. New phone-related penalties are out there as of July. Be $1,000 for drivers illegally using their phones, and $500 if you touch it at the lights.
That's a lot. So just think about next time you reach for your phone. Go, that's $500.
So, as you may have heard in the news, the World Health Organization has renamed the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And it's not much of a rename, to be fair. It's officially known as COVID-19, which is basically a shortened version of coronavirus. The D stands for disease. The 19 is because it popped up in 2019.
Yeah,
so they've just shortened it so it's not coronavirus.
Not as catchy. It sounds like a file name. You know, like a little filing system on the computer. They're like,
COVID-19.jpg.
Really, yeah, yeah. .jpg as a PDF.
It's bizarre. Like, I feel like you probably left it a bit late to rename it because people are going to call it what they will.
They're going to call it coronavirus, let's be honest.
Although officials from the World Health Organization say the agency wanted to avoid a name that referred to geographical location, like Spanish flu, say. But coronavirus did that. Animals or groups. So they didn't want to call it like the
swine
duck flu or swine flu.
Bird flu.
Yeah. To avoid stigmatizing a country or individual group. When coronavirus already ticked those boxes.
I think that was fine.
And I don't think changing the official name stops anyone making horrible memes about China out of it either. So
no.
You know,
everyone knows where it came from. I don't think it's going to change that.
Maybe, I don't know, someone at the World Health Organization has shares in a beer company. I'm not sure.
Yeah, actually, Durek and Corona have been like, come on, guys
seriously.
Rename this. I do feel sorry for them. Can you imagine if you had this global brand and all of a sudden there was a disease named very similarly?
I hear that they actually had some issues. Like,
you would.
There were less people buying Corona beer for a while there.
Yeah. I mean, subconsciously, even if you don't think about it, you might go, Corona or this other delicious
EB.
Beer.
No, all right, EB.
EB, what's that? Emu Bitter?
Yeah.
Isn't that Victorian? It's Emu Export.
No. Emu's WA. They got two types.
Okay. There you go.
See, we're all learning something today, aren't we? 97.3,
Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
With our European correspondent, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now, if you missed the news over the last couple of days, Montaigne is our Australian representative for Eurovision 2020. Woo-hoo. She won the Australia Decides vote on Sunday night over nine other contestants, including the likes of Casey Donovan, Vanessa Amorosi and Jack Vigen. This is Montaigne's winning song. It's called Don't Break Me. Don't break me. Don't break me down, 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 down. Don't break me. I hear me down, 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 down.
There we go. Montaigne, who was at Crab Fest, was it last year?
Last year. So if you got to see her, then hey, lucky you. She's now the Australian representative. She narrowly beat Casey Donovan, who performed her song, which was called Proud.
And you can let me down, but I will fly as high. She's in love, I never lose. Shut me up, but I will stand tall.
Wow.
Big voice.
An amazing performer, Casey Donovan. Oh, so yes, she was.
Yeah, tough battle there.
I won't say robbed, but she was a potential deserving winner.
I'll just leave it there. Eurovision is on in May in the Netherlands. In addition to announcing a 2020 tour, Janet Jackson has also announced a new album, which is going to be called, I'll let her announce it for you.
Is that the title of the album? Can we say?
Yes, Black Diamond.
It is Black Diamond. How did you land on the title?
Black Diamond, it's the toughest of the stones, of the diamonds to cut.
Wow.
And I heard that immediately as hard to hurt, to destroy. And in my recent years, I've come to realize that I'm incredibly strong.
There you go.
There you go. And Pamela Anderson's brief marriage apparently paid off her debt for this poor guy that she married. Peters claimed over an email to the New York Post that he dropped everything for her, including thousands of dollars. She had almost $200,000 US dollars in debt, and he paid all of that for her, and then he broke off the marriage.
Well, yeah, but then he decided to break it off.
Yes, because he realized that she just wanted him for his money, which was silly. Well, he even was engaged to somebody else, and he dropped that engagement for her and then realized he was silly.
See, mate,
so
make up your mind.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lesson to all of us.
And Pammy's just had a win-win, hasn't she?
It's good to be Pam.
Nikki and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.